Welcome to the podcast where we dive into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity to explore the latest trends, threats, and best practices in keeping our digital lives protected. In recent Kaspersky news, we focus on a concerning cybersecurity trend in the Philippines where a marked increase in phishing attacks is being observed. Kaspersky, a well-known cybersecurity firm, links this uptick directly to the rising adoption of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum in the country. As digital currencies gain traction, cybercriminals are capitalizing on this opportunity by employing increasingly innovative tactics to exploit the market. One such tactic being utilized extensively is phishing attacks. These involve coaxing unsuspecting individuals into divulging sensitive information, which then becomes a powerful tool in the hands of these malicious actors. Kaspersky's research indicates a disturbing surge in these phishing attacks lately, proving to be a major threat not only to individuals but also to businesses. As Filipino citizens increasingly engage with cryptocurrencies for varied purposes like investing or performing online transactions, they inevitably become attractive targets for these cybercriminals. To counteract this, Kaspersky highlights the need to be extremely cautious when handling suspicious links or providing personal information through online platforms. Cybercriminals have become exceedingly skilled at setting up seemingly credible websites and crafting convincing messages that fool even the most vigilant users. Therefore, it underlines the importance of proceeding with caution and thoroughly ensuring the authenticity of any website or message before divulging sensitive information. Further, Kaspersky suggests the use of reputable antivirus software and maintaining up-to-date operating systems and apps. These precautions aid in preventing a user from becoming a victim of phishing attacks, thereby enhancing their online safety. In summary, the burgeoning adoption of cryptocurrencies in the Philippines has inadvertently resulted in a sharp increase in phishing attack incidents. This unfortunate situation poses a significant threat to both individuals and businesses. However, adopting a balanced approach of awareness, caution, and robust cybersecurity measures can help ensure safe navigation of the digital world. Stay connected with Kaspersky for more updates on cybersecurity news. Chinese hackers have successfully exploited a flaw in Microsoft's cloud to breach the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Raimondo and State Department officials, causing grave concerns about the security status of government agencies. The specific cloud flaw allowed the hackers to gain unauthorized access to Microsoft's Exchange email accounts of U.S. officials. The breach's exact method is yet to be determined. Analyzing the Storm 0558 techniques reveals the methods used by the hackers, further increasing security concerns over the implications of such compromises. Microsoft has also voiced uncertainty about the hackers' method to steal an inactive MSA signing key, leading to breaches of Exchange Online and Azure AD accounts of 24 organizations, including government agencies. Still, further investigations are being conducted to understand the full breadth of these breaches. On the other hand, Apple swiftly issued an emergency patch for a potentially hazardous remote code execution vulnerability in WebKit, demonstrating a proactive response to security threats. Microsoft has faced intense scrutiny and criticism, accused of downplaying its involvement in the email breach, which some view as dismissive of the situation's gravity. Scrutiny also extends to Microsoft's monitoring practices, with allegations of pay-to-play monitoring practices. Further, it was discovered that rogue Azure AD guests could pilfer data through Power Apps with default guest settings and over promiscuous low-code app developer connections in place, revealing additional potential vulnerabilities within Microsoft systems. In conclusion, Chinese hackers exploiting code flaws to breach government officials' email accounts underscores the persisting challenges faced by tech companies in sustaining robust security measures to protect sensitive information. The recent developments indicate the need for an increase in the urgency of response from tech companies, particularly Microsoft, and a reassessment of their security measures. The White House has recently announced the implementation of the National Cybersecurity Strategy Implementation Plan. This comprehensive roadmap is designed to bolster cybersecurity resilience, thwart cyber threats, reinforce digital infrastructure, and delineate a clear, nationwide approach towards mitigating cyber risks. Given the rising frequency and sophistication of cyberattacks worldwide, it has become imperative to aggressively prioritize precautionary measures towards cybersecurity. The implementation plan thereby becomes a strategic navigation tool for the White House to strengthen national cybersecurity measures. The strategic plan delineates a plethora of initiatives, enhancing the resilience of critical infrastructure, developing robust cybersecurity capabilities, and implementing risk mitigation strategies against potential threats. Furthermore, it also aims to foster an environment of information sharing and collaboration between government bodies and the private sector. In launching this plan, it is clear that the White House is determined to ensure that the United States stays one step ahead of escalating cyber threats while also being sufficiently equipped to safeguard its digital infrastructure. This strategy emphasizes the critical role of cybersecurity in the digital era and stresses the importance of a proactive safeguarding strategy to protect sensitive information and digital systems. The National Cybersecurity Strategy Implementation Plan is, thus, a significant leap towards protecting national security, data privacy, and contributing to the overall wellness of the nation. The plan is a testament to the commitment of the White House to prioritize cybersecurity and set up a resilient defense against cyber threats. And that wraps up our engaging discussion on cybersecurity, highlighting the importance of staying vigilant to protect our digital lives in this ever-evolving technological landscape.